Well, we had the news a few weeks ago that tomorrow, July 13, was going to be the last riding day for Jeff Lloyd. I wonder how he feels on the eve of all of it unfolding. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, mate. How are you going? How are they? Are you having any second thoughts or not?
I wouldn't do that again.
we've been in this road once before, and then you decided, no, I'm going to keep going.
Yeah, I nearly did it last year, but then things changed and decided not to, and I'm glad I did because I got another year out of myself. But now, I'm pretty sure this is it.
Well, I hope so. How do you feel then?
Yeah, I'm happy with my decision. I'm looking forward to it, really, counting down only 2 days left. And it's obviously a big change, but I'm looking forward to it.
How do you think tomorrow, how do you think you'll be? I mean, you've got the job of going out and riding, let's hopefully, some winners on your final day, but I'm not too sure whether anyone's got anything for you tomorrow. Jeff has on the club and things, but how do you see tomorrow unfolding?
Yeah, I've got the club's been brilliant, Bart Sinclair. I've got about 80 friends coming to races, which going to be great having all my friends around and both organise all tickets for them to have a good day. So it's going to be a lot of screaming, shouting as they drink as the day goes on. Just tell them to calm down when the horses walk past. But otherwise, it's going to be a good, fun day. And obviously, the dream would be to finish off on a winner. I don't think anything looks outstanding, but you've got to, hopefully pull one out the bag somewhere.
Jeff, it's been one hell of a ride since you started at the South African Academy, Jockey Academy in 1975. You've ridden in most parts of the world. On reflection, is there anything that stands out that you've been thinking about because of what's happening tomorrow?
Anything that stands out? Not.
Was it Mauritius? Was it Hong Kong? Was it Singapore? Or was it the last few years in Sydney and Brisbane?
That stands out.
Yeah.
Look, I think my immigration to Australia and the making an impact in Australia has been brilliant. It's always a big decision moving countries and starting again at the age that I did. So obviously that was something that I look back and probably didn't realise how bold the step was when I did it and how tough it would be. Probably the success I've had here and to finish my career off here in the way that I'm doing is probably, that's probably something I'll look back on and thank,
I don't want to I'm not saying this for any other reason that it's a record, Jeff, okay, but you were the oldest jockey in history to win a premiership in Australia in 2017. I mean, that tells us that, well, there were remarkable things, Jeff, because you suffered a stroke in 2013 and you had over 12 months off.
Yeah.
And probably through that period, Jeff, you would have been thinking, maybe I have ridden for the last time.
Yeah, I definitely thought I had. I hadn't. No other thoughts came through my mind. The few months following the stroke, I was just relieved that everything was good. But, that changed, obviously. The type of person I am, I just love riding and I'm going to miss it, but I'm still going to be, I'm still not going to just hang up my boots now either. I'm still going to carry on riding, working with my young son. So, I always, in the back of my mind, sort of threw the challenge out to myself to get myself as well as I could be and, and see where that takes me. So, never wrote it off, but the doctor sort of wrote it off and then I decided to give it another bash because I felt very comfortable on the horse when I decided to get on one a year later.
Well, you're about to win your fourth Queensland Premiership, and that is a remarkable feat given that stroke period in around 2013. How's the family thinking? How's the wife and the kids thinking about tomorrow?
Oh, I think they're all very similar to me. Got mixed feelings, They know it's going to be an emotional day. They know they're not sure how I'm going to take it after, if I'm going to accept it as well as I hope I can, or if I'm going to be a bloody misery to live with. So, yeah, I think they got mixed feelings, but I think at the same time, especially Nicola, not so much the boys because they love watching, and yep. So does Nicola. But I think she knows what I'm putting my body through and how long I've done it, and I've only been with her 24 years, so I've done another 20 years without her. So she knows what it takes to have to. If I decided to ride, I couldn't do it for another month or two. It would have to be a whole season. So, yeah, I think she's relieved. She knows the timing's right as well.
Understand. And just finally, Jeff, your sons, you always talk very highly, as we all do with our young kids, but Jaden is very much only about 3 or 4 weeks away from riding down in Victoria. That is, I guess, going to be the next big thrill for the Lloyd family.
Yes, yeah, it's exciting and nerve-wracking at the same time. We all know when you start, it's very difficult. It's just, but I think he's been very well prepared for it. I couldn't ask for a better grounding that he's had. From riding work here, then to South Africa, and then back, and now all the opportunities that Lindsay Park have given him, and all the jump outs that he's ridden at Euroa, and he's done more than 40, probably about 45 official trials besides all the jump outs. So he's well prepared, and he's got a very level head on him. So I can only hope he does well. But you know, we all know it's up to them. We've done that what we can do, and I'll carry on supporting him. But I'm very confident that he's had a good grounding and he's ready for it.
Yeah, we'll certainly watch for him out of Lindsay Park in Victoria, Jaden, into the future. And, mate, you've got how many rides? You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You've got one scratch. No, that's tomorrow, today. So you got rides, races 1 through to 6, and then you ride in the last.
Yeah.
What's the best one tomorrow?
I think probably, I haven't studied the form yet because I've been doing it today, but on work, obviously I do a lot of work with Toby, and although it's way too short for Sunday session, he really feels like he's in a good place, and he's not a bad sort. I think he'll race very well. And not a strong race, so he's definitely got a chance. And I think the filly in the last, also a bit sharp, but she is a good filly, and she worked sharp on Tuesday, Granny Red Shoes. So I know Toby's two are both going well. Of the rest, I don't work much for other people, so I don't know how they're going, and I haven't really studied the races. So, I'm just hoping, you know, I just hope everything goes well, and it's a good, enjoyable day.
Well, Jeff, we've done it a couple of times on Sky Sports Radio. You came on, I don't know when it was now, and you said that you were, you were seriously retiring, and then you decided to press on. This is a story that will end, I know, in a great way tomorrow. I hope you have an enjoyable day with all of those 80 people plus that are going to be there at Doomben. I just hope it goes off really well, mate. And congratulations from all of us, mate. There are many friends in Sydney and New South Wales. When you rode here, I know David Payne and the rest of them obviously South Africans that know you have known you for a very long time. But you've been able to achieve things, mate, that not many of us would, and we want to congratulate you for that.
Yeah, thanks. I really appreciate it and all the support I've had in Australia. I'm blessed and fortunate. So, it's coming to an end, but I can't ask for to end in any better way, you know.
Understand. Go and enjoy it tomorrow, Jeff.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, mate. Righto. See you, mate.